Now, France, Germany, and Britain have reaffirmed their commitment to the Iran nuclear deal ahead of the May 12th deadline when the U.S. president is to announce his decision on the accord.
Together with our British partners, we are determined to save this deal because this accord safeguards against nuclear proliferation and is the right way to stop Iran getting a nuclear weapon. Of course, we are awaiting an American decision.
Germany has, alongside France and the UK, the opinion that the nuclear deal JCPOA is a good agreement that makes the Middle East and the wider region more safe and secure, and this is why we are in close dialogue with our American partners.
Maas noted that Germany does not see any reason to scrap the JCPOA. He said Berlin, Paris, and London have come up with good proposals and presented them to the U.S. Meanwhile, the U.K. Foreign Secretary has stressed his country's opposition to scrapping the nuclear agreement. Boris Johnson, however, noted that the deal has some flaws that needed to be fixed. U.S. President Donald Trump says the JCPOA is flawed and must change. Iran strongly opposes this. It says the agreement is not negotiable. Now, journalist and political commentator Abbas Aslani says even if the United States temporarily stays in the deal, it will discuss quitting the agreement later again.
I think many people are expecting for a likely withdrawal by the United States from the nuclear deal, and any positive sign in relation or showing a chance of the United States to remain in the deal is not being seen yet, given that the recent appointment by the American president, we are seeing a national security advisor on his left hand, and on his right hand, we're seeing a Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who are both against the deal, and they are anti-Iran figures, and we cannot expect a result which can tell us that the United States will remain in the deal. And even if, by any chance, if they remain in the deal for now, but again, in a short time in future, we'll see that they will discuss and argue exiting the nuclear deal.